How to become a microcap millionaire, a three-step strategy for stock market success. Written and read by me, Justin Waite. I dedicate this book to my best friend, who I am lucky to have met and married. We started dating during the great financial crash, and she's proved to be my best investment by far. Megan, thank you for investing time with me. I also dedicate this book to my sons, Fred and Monty, well, I hope one day we'll read it and be captured by the same passion I've enjoyed all my life. To my parents, who were the very definition of soulmates, they were really apart in life and even passed away within 22 days of each other. They always allowed me to find my own path and, even though I veered off it quite a few times, never pressured me into anything I didn't want to do. To Paddy, Pete and Steve, friends who I mentioned in this book, thank you for humouring me on the weekend podcast for over 7 years, even when your enthusiasm has not quite equaled mine. Finally, to Mr. Barry Williams, my A-levels economics teacher, who ignited my passion for investing. Without that fancy stocks and shares competition you started, I probably would not have transformed my life in so many ways. The ability to inspire, I believe, is a sign of a truly great teacher. Preface, aka the cheat sheet. Quote, you get recessions, you have stock market declines. If you don't understand that's going to happen, then you're not ready. You won't do well in the markets. Peter Lynch. Before you begin, this book will hopefully provide you with a lot of valuable information that will help you become a better investor in a short space of time, even if you only stick to some of the rules. However, I'm aware that it's difficult to remember an entire book or all of the principles within it after just one read. So here's a quick cheat sheet for you on my three-step strategy for lasting stock market success. What? Fundamental analysis. Look to invest in improving businesses that are growing and of good value. By improving, I mean the figures, not the management's vision or your perception. When? Technical analysis. Never buy a company in a downtrend, regardless of the fundamentals. Momentum is a powerful force in both directions. A rising share price attracts buyers, a falling share price attracts sellers. How? Portfolio management. Portfolio management is the most important part of investing that's very rarely referred to. Firstly, a low-cost, well-diversified fund should be the backbone to your portfolio. You should invest a regular amount into this fund, preferably on a monthly basis. When it comes to investing in individual companies, make any new investment small. Focus on the risk first, not the reward. That way, if it goes wrong, you are prepared and your loss will be small. So put a stop loss at 20% below your buy price. This limits your risk. There will be plenty of time to average up on any extraordinary winners. By doing this, your portfolio value will be leveraged towards your winners, not your losers. Why microcaps? It's probably worth me pointing out what microcaps are and why I focus on them. But before I do this, I want to stress that the principles in this book can be applied to any size business in any geography. The strategy I outline was created to simply find quality businesses that are growing, possess good value, and show decent investment potential. They can be found in lots of places. This book also looks at the best time to invest in these businesses and how to manage your investments. I will provide more detail on this later, but I define a microcap as a UK publicly listed company that has a market capitalisation below £100 million. The reason I focus on microcaps is because it's an area of the market that can produce outstanding, outsized results. Simplistically, it's because smaller businesses that are flourishing can scale at a quicker rate than bigger businesses. This is also backed up by statistics. Every year, I look at the companies whose share price have outperformed over the last 3 to 5 years. I choose this time period because some companies can perform well for 12 months, but underperform afterwards. So I aim to find companies that have achieved a sustained rise in their share price, then analyse the traits that led to this performance.